Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday.
So
do you. So indeed. It is Rop. That's me, Big Sook, right over there. Coming up this hour, we have Nick Rolovich audio.
Oh, Nick.
I know him. He's the Washington State coach.
The thing is, I don't know a single Coug fan, and I know quite a few of them that are in his corner. And that's interesting because normally, like, you come to the defense of your guy, but the university president, the AD, and basically fans have all kind of turned on Rolovich. That guy needs to win and win now.
He's making things worse.
Yes.
He's
just terrible in press conferences.
Well, you'll hear why he's making things worse. Yeah. This all could have been over, but... it's not because of how he's handling it.
Yeah.
So you'll hear that. Week one in the NFL. Still more notes to get to.
Well, it was a great week, and it was a nice little finisher off, like a cherry on top last night. Great game.
We also have broadcasting audio. I mean, we're loaded today.
Loaded.
Loaded.
Well, we were loaded yesterday. Loaded today. We'll probably be loaded again tomorrow.
Dusty contributing to today's show.
Really?
Do you know Dusty Hara of Midday fame here?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Formerly of Morning Show fame.
Can't say I'm a big fan, but, you know.
Yeah, he's here. I catch his show.
Yeah, whatever.
He has sent me an article that is great. It is about the Nobel Prizes. They're called the IG Nobel Prizes. Have you heard of these?
I have not. Now, I know you can win a Nobel Prize in many different genres.
Yeah.
But what is the, like, an Instagram? Is that what this is? The IG?
No.
Is there a Nobel Prize for taking a selfie?
Think dangling rhinos.
Dangling rhinos? What? Like, well, now I'm thinking of something perverted. Like,
these are celebrations of scientific breakthroughs that first make people laugh and then make them think.
Huh.
It's run by a magazine called Improbable Research, and they're actual awards.
Can I ask what a dangling, before we, you know, can I ask what a dangling rhino is? Because
No, you're going to have to wait.
I kind of feel like that's like, hey, honey, you want to do the dangling rhino tonight? I feel like that's kind of.
No, think of rhinos dangling.
Well, again, that's leading me right where I'm going here, and apparently.
No, but really, rhinos, you know a rhino.
I know a rhino.
Dangling.
I don't think
that's the technology.
How can you dangle?
That's the technology.
Yeah, that's what this is. Like dangling, I'll tell you all
like
about
dangling a bus.
That sounds like an animal dangling.
Yeah, and I'm mispronouncing it. Apparently, I don't know. I don't know what it's how it's pronounced, but it's great.
Okay. You said IG.
Yeah, I don't know how it's
mispronounced.
I don't know.
It's
I don't
not
know
two what letters. It. Okay.
Do you believe humanity is doomed? We will discuss.
Okay.
There's a new poll out. And I have technology news. That is what is prepared for the club tonight.
So much.
Supposedly it's ignoble.
So it's not IG.
It's not IG. It's just IG. You pronounce the IG. It's like you don't pronounce them separately.
Okay.
Ignoble prizes.
You're so dumb. How did you How did you not know that?
I am dumb. But I did get... did you know I'm a poet laureate?
I did not.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Now, that's another thing that I don't fully understand. I know that when you get it, it's a big deal. Like that the little girl at the Biden inauguration, like she was like one of the youngest poet laureates. But do we have more than one poet laureate, or do you just get one at a time?
No, I think there's a bunch of them. There's a lot of people.
Do you become like...
Well, you write poems, man.
I know, but like that's one of those things that I've heard of, and I absolutely know nothing about it other than like Maya Angelou was one. And you write a poem and then someone's like, oh, it's great. Do you get money? Is there like a ham involved? Is there a plaque? I don't know.
So that'll be the club tonight. We do have a little bit of Hard Knocks news. Did you read this?
No.
Your show, your favorite show on HBO, Hard Knocks.
Which is just become dull as all get out. I haven't even watched the last episode of the Cowboys one, and I probably won't.
I haven't watched after the first episode this year.
That's terrible.
The Hard Knocks series on HBO apparently is going to have a big announcement on what's happening with it, on its future.
That no one's watching and they're going to try to reinvent it?
They're going
to
have that on Thursday at halftime of the Washington-New York Giants football game.
Are they going to do a full season one like the Amazon one did?
Nobody knows. Some people think that they're going to announce that it's going away. Other people think that it's going to be an in-season version.
They're not going to have an announcement on Thursday Night Football that it's going away.
Well, there you go.
Not having
so they're probably into, Mike's probably right.
I would be much more interested in the all or nothing style.
Yes.
I mean, granted, it's still going to be sanitized as all hell, but
it would be way interesting. Like if you did one on the Packers after that debacle, yeah, I'd watch that.
I'm so tired of the, oh, here are the rookies and the cut battles. Yes. We've seen this 100 times.
Yeah. They all get cut. No one cares.
Well, it seems they know that as well because they are reinventing the show. At least it sounds like, and we will know more on Thursday.
Okay.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frost Brewed Coors Light.
Number 5.
I have smoking hot basketball news.
Ooh, what do you got?
Point guard John Wall says he will not play for the Rockets.
Yeah, he's seeking a trade if anyone wants him in his ridiculous contract.
And the Rockets say, great, we don't want you to play for us.
Bye. Doesn't he make like $40 million bucks a year?
He makes a lot. They are seeking a trade partner, but they say they have to win this trade. This is a very important one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because they got him in the James Harden deal, right?
Yeah, but it's James Harden. You know, it's like they knew what they were
getting.
Or
was it the Westbrook deal, I guess?
They knew what they were getting in John Wall. Yeah, it would have been the Westbrook deal.
Yeah.
By the way, next year he is scheduled to make $44.3 million. And the year after that, which is a player option, something tells me he's going to sign into that one, $47.3.
Clippers, Sixers, and Pelicans are all possibilities for Mr. Wall. Elsewhere, Aaron Gordon signs a 4-year, $92 million extension with Denver.
Good for Aaron Gordon. A lot of dough. That's a lot
Number
of milk.
Four.
Hey, I have more basketball news for you guys. Oregon is honoring Phil Knight. You know, next year they announced that the big PK Invitational thing's coming back.
Yeah.
That's 2022. This season.
The first one, the PK 80, right, was the first one they did. Yeah. That thing was fantastic.
Yeah, so this season they are going to honor Mr. Phil Knight. I feel like they got to do this every year, but it's different every year.
Yeah, because it can't be the PK 80 because, well,
yeah,
he's not 80.
Well, yeah, but they have the Phil Knight Invitational coming back, but they're not going to do that every single year. Maybe they're worried that he's going to die. I don't know. They're going to honor him this year with a game at Moda Center here in Portland, where I'm sure he will be courtside. It will be Oregon hosting BYU.
Hey!
Whoa.
Get ready for the whiteout. I think they're calling it the PK 85 because, well...
Is he 85 now?
That with the headline today said the PK 85. So I'm assuming.
Damn, he's getting old.
I'm assuming that means that he's 85.
Number 3.
Oregon injury updates. Justin Flo done for the season, but I think we already knew that.
Yeah, I mean, that was the rumor. And then when it was, turned out that he wasn't in the game, although I haven't seen any definitive. The one I saw today from Feldman said that they were out for an extended period of time. So was Mathis, and was another one of the line, one of the really young linebackers that wasn't playing.
Yeah. So there you go. And we have no update on Thibodeau.
No, I'm assuming Thibodeau is just going to probably be week to week. But you play Stony Brook. Why would he play against Stony Brook? So I'm assuming that for the next little bit, he'll be week to week. But the schedule is quite easy for the next handful of weeks, in theory, on paper, until you get to UCLA.
Now, Mario Cristobal is popping up on the USC coaching search radar.
Yeah, along with like 17 other people.
Yeah, but I mean, he's... Look, he's a coveted name.
What, when you're successful and you've won a couple Pac-12 titles and a Rose Bowl and you just got done beating Ohio State, my guess is that if the LSU job comes open, that his name is going to be at the top of that list. Yeah, you know, he's going to be one of those handful of names that whenever there's a big opening, it'll be a rumor. And even if he doesn't go, I'm sure he's going to, you know, float it out there and get himself a nice little pay raise. A lot of people will do that.
No Chris Peterson for USC. According to Bruce Feldman, he will not be returning to the craziness of college football.
Yeah,
so get that out of your mind.
And if you listened to his interview when he was leaving Washington, it was pretty clear he's done with this.
And according to Adam Schefter from NFL fame, Eric Bieniemy, Chiefs offensive coordinator, could become a candidate for the Trojans because he is a SoCal guy and he has grown increasingly frustrated with not getting an NFL job, and USC is one job that he would leave four.
Yeah, and that Bowen actually worked with Bieniemy when they were both at Colorado, so there is a connection there. Also with Fickell at Cincinnati, he's the one that Bowen hired Fickell, so two names to kind of keep an eye on there with connections.
Yeah, the odds-on favorites are Luke Fickell and PJ Fleck.
Yeah,
from Minnesota.
We'll row that boat to L.A.
That's according to the odds we saw earlier. Well, there's a lot of names on there,
if
though.
If you want a guy with some juice and can recruit, you know, Fleck would be that guy. Too far together. Stop now. I'd call Lincoln Riley and make Lincoln Riley tell me no. Ask, how much do you want?
Number one.
You know, if you're willing to pay Clay Helton four and a half, five, what the hell? Can you pay Lincoln Riley eight? Eight and a half? Make him turn you down.
And big news up north for the Seattle Mariners. Still in the hunt?
Yeah, only two back.
Wild card.
Got Boston last night.
Yep, they beat him. That was a big win.
Huge.
We're coming down to the wire here, about 2.5 weeks left. Seattle has been chosen to host the 2023 Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Yes, that none of us will be able to get tickets to go to or be able to afford, but it's kind of kick-ass. This will be the second time it's been in Safeco. Well, now, what, T-Mobile.
Yeah, the first time was 2001.
Yep.
Back when they were awesome. Yep.
So, yeah. I would like to go to the Home Run Derby more so than the All-Star Game. If I could weasel my way into a ticket,
I want to go to the whole weekend.
I would 100% go to that.
So it'll be in
make
LA.
A little event out of it.
It'll be in LA next year, and then Seattle gets it the year after that.
That's such a great ballpark up there. I mean, I haven't been to all the parks, but T-Mobile, although it still sounds weird to say it, that is a great, great place to watch a baseball game.
And giving you a quick update on the wild card race. Toronto has a one-game lead on the Yankees. Those, if the season ended today, I think those would be the two teams, although the Yankees and the Red Sox are tied.
I think the Red Sox are behind them with percentage points.
Literally one percentage point.
One loss, yeah. So right now it's Toronto and New York, but Boston is tied with New York, and Seattle is two back of New York and Boston. So
Oakland's only 2.5 back.
Yeah, very big stretch run here in the AL wild card. Last I checked, the Yankees were kicking the Orioles' ass. Of course, they get Baltimore.
Yeah, it's 5-0 at the end of the third, New York.
How's Toronto doing? My scoreboard won't pull up.
The Blue Jays 1-0, top of five, Rays on top of the Blue Jays.
Rays are leading Toronto.
Yes.
And then we have Boston and Seattle tonight.
Yep.
The matchup is Nathan Eovaldi and Tyler Anderson. All right, there is your Hot 5 at 5. It is refreshed, as always, by... Do you know who refreshes it?
I do.
Well, I'm pulling up my notes here.
That would be my my boys down at Coors, or should I say Coors Light?
Coors Light!
But you know my feeling on it.
I do. Live sports back, always better with a nice cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment, made to chill.
I would also like to point out that it's great with a banquet as well. You can get a Coors Original, and it's just as delightful.
Let's get back to the NFL. We have a lot of leftover notes from week one. How good is that Steelers defense?
Yeah. Oof. It's only week one, but it was impressive against what we thought was going to be a great offense for Buffalo.
And we talk about some young quarterbacks. It is 5:17. This is The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, we had a good week one in the NFL. Wrapping it up here. Last night, the Raiders actually ended up beating the Ravens. You might have turned it off, thinking the Ravens were going
to
win.
Yeah. I just kept waiting to see who was going to botch that game more. When they ran out for the field goal, and it was like a 42-yarder, which...
What were they doing?
Well, it's fast. It was second down.
Yeah.
It was a 42-yard field goal, and they just went out to kick it. And I was like, are we just going to assume that 42 is automatic? Like, what?
That's kind of what they were doing.
It was bizarre. And then they got the 5-yard penalty because they couldn't... they couldn't get their field goal team on in time, and they didn't have any timeouts.
They didn't tell the kicker.
I was like, what in the hell?
Did you see that? The kicker was surprised.
He was over there at the nets.
That he was being called out there.
You know, and
so the whole team was on the field, and they're like, hey, where's the kicker?
And I swear, because then it was second and, you know, whatever. They had the 5-yard penalty, and they even said it on the broadcast. I was like, they're going to get sacked here and end up out of field goal range. I'm like, this is going to be the most rated thing ever, and then Carr... you know, rolls around and ends up finding the game winning touchdown because the Humphreys got picked by his own player. Then it was just that game was absolutely bizarre.
Are they good?
The Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're elite.
Are they like last year?
I think they could be a little better than that. Does the defense look like it was, they can score. That offense has been able to score. But their defense, to pull the Bart Scott, can't stop a nosebleed, and it played better. It was much better at times. So I am going to say after 1 week, I think the Raiders are going to be better last year because the offense should be good and the defense will be improved.
Well, they were 6-3 at one point last year.
Yeah, and then it kind of fell apart.
Well, they only finished 8-8.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Gruden has not had a good record.
Well, and a lot of people
in December, and
he makes a bunch of money.
November and December.
Some people think, well, maybe it's whether it's him or maybe more like Mayock, that this is a big deal this season for the Raiders.
That pass rush was legit last night.
Yeah, I'm like, well, Crosby is an underrated player, and you know doesn't get talked about much.
So is Carl Nassib.
Yeah. By the way, how about that first openly gay player last night? And I don't think it was mentioned once. And that is a very that's a cool thing that it's kind of a non-starter. But if you look through their losses, by the way, so Kansas City, they gave up 35. That was 35-31. They gave up 43 to Atlanta. They gave it 44 to the Colts, 30 to the Chargers, 26 to the Dolphins, and 31 to Denver, although they won that game 32-31. You just can't you can't do that in this league, even with a good offense, and expect to, you know, to win many games. So they have to be better on that side of the ball. And that division they play in is a total nut cruncher, because we know Kansas City is, if they're not the best team in football, then they're one of the two or three very best teams in football. And I think the Chargers are going to be for real. And so you know, there just is. And Denver, by the way, all of a sudden with Bridgewater, looks like they may be a sneaky good contender. So there just is no layups in that division whatsoever.
Might I offer you that Baltimore without their running backs in the run game?
Possible. Not that good.
Yeah. I thought nobody's talking about Baltimore because the Raiders won, but yeah. And you know, some of it too was just the two fumbles by
Lamar
Jackson, but
they should have won that game.
They can't, if they can't do what they do, which is run the football,
mm-hmm.
and run it a lot, their whole
shtick,
everything breaks down.
Yeah, because he had a couple nice balls, but make no mistake about it, their bread and butter is running the rock.
He was really inaccurate last night.
Well, he's been really inaccurate a lot of times.
But even more so than normal. Like, he was just, like, the key play for me, I think it was a third down play, was the running back went out on a little screen or a little, like, you know, little out route there, and he was wide open. Nobody was near him, and Lamar Jackson just had to throw it to him, and they get the first down, and he missed him by, like, 3 yards. And yeah. It's like, what? This is the easiest throw in the NFL.
He was 19 of 30, 235, mm-hmm. and a TD. I just feel like without their run game, he's going to look worse.
Although the run game wasn't bad last night. I mean,
yeah, they ran for 189 yards.
Now you got to.
But most of that was him.
Most of that's him. But that's the thing, is he's always been a part of this. Like, he averages, I think the last two seasons, he is the leading, not yardage guy, but he averages more yards per carry than anyone in the NFL. I think last year it was like 6.5, if I remember. And last night he averaged over 7. Him in that plus one run game, or in the scramble stuff, there's not another weapon like him in the NFL. And then Williams and who's the other guy? Murray last night, both were decent.
It's Tyson.
Tyson. Yeah.
We were debating that last night.
Yeah. See, I don't know where this run game goes. We know that they can't do it any other way. Like, whether these backs are good or not, Harbaugh is going to be forced to do this because their whole game is predicated on this. In fact, when Baltimore loses, it's when someone makes them throw the football. And we know that they aren't winning a ton of games just on the arm of Lamar Jackson. So for better or worse, they're married to this style. And we'll find out just how good the offense is, and if it's plug and play, because you're down now to, you know, three running backs that you didn't think you were going to have to rely on.
So the AFC West and the NFC West combined.
Meat grinders.
8-0.
Yep.
In week one.
There's just not going to be an easy out anywhere amongst that.
Somebody asks, is Teddy Bridgewater the new Ryan Fitzpatrick? A journeyman with honor.
Yeah, I could say that that's probably because Fitzpatrick's out for a good period of time, and this may be the end of it for him.
And
he
Denver,
might be out for longer than 6 to 8.
Well, I'm saying he might be out for a career. I'm saying this may be,
because he's old.
He's really old.
And Denver may go and get a new quarterback.
Yeah.
Namely Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you're talking about Washington. Go out.
No, Denver.
Oh, you're talking about Teddy.
So I'm saying Bridgewater, if you're comparing him to Fitzpatrick, he has to go to a new team almost every year.
Yeah.
Cause that's what Fitzpatrick does.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying Denver, I think may.
Yeah. Go.
Go a different direction.
Yep.
Guess it depends how well he plays this year.
No.
Oh, I think they're trying
to. Trust me, Teddy Bridgewater, and it doesn't matter. Fitzpatrick has been good many places. I don't. If they win 11 games and go to the playoffs with Teddy Bridgewater, they're still going to go after Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson in the offseason. Teddy Bridgewater is no one's final solution.
I think they can get Rodgers. Doesn't it sound like they could? I mean, that's a possibility.
And by the way, sorry for using that term. I just realized that that was not, shouldn't say that word.
What did you say?
What did you say?
I said final solution.
What?
Oh, well, the final solution is a Holocaust term. And it
blew right over my head.
Well, I didn't notice it, yeah.
It came
and out. And Mike's Jewish.
I just came out of my mouth as
you
he's
insensitive
not the,
bastard.
He's not the final answer. And right as it came out, I was like, yeah, that's probably
final
not
solution, so, you mean.
Yes.
You also realize that the term final solution just means that.
Yes.
Just a final solution.
Yes.
Look, I'm
going to cancel you anyway.
I was waiting for the text line, or I was waiting for a dirty look from Mike, and I was like, dude, that's an innocent. I was an innocent
slip.
Mine
didn't even dirty look you.
I was an innocent slip of
the
tongue.
Well, you're canceled.
Damn
I need a new co-host.
Teddy Bridgewater will not be the quarterback next year for the Denver Broncos if the Denver Broncos can help it. And even if he has a good year and they move on for Drew Lock, they'll draft one. Maybe not in the first round, but they'll draft one.
Fun fact, you mentioned the Chiefs.
Yes.
They ended up beating Cleveland because their punter couldn't hold on to a football.
Mm-hmm. And Baker had a really bad turnover there at the end.
God, that was awful.
It's a killer.
Classic Baker.
Yep.
Kansas City is now 1-8 in their last 9 regular season games against the spread.
Yeah, well, remember last year, they were not great. They just found ways to win.
So just a little trend for you. I mean, we love the Chiefs. They're really good. They are 1-8 in their last 9 against the spread. That spread was way too high.
They are 3.5-point favorites over Baltimore, I believe.
Yeah, and that game's at Baltimore?
Yep.
Cleveland.
And Kansas City always kicks Baltimore's ass,
and
right?
Kansas City opened as -2.5 in that game.
Kansas City doesn't lose at the start of the year ever, but...
Yeah, September. Did you know that Mahomes has 35 tutties and no picks in September?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They come out of the gates. Well, it's the Andy Reid, like, with extra time to prepare. Dude, they're a juggernaut, but Cleveland is really good. I know they're 0-1 and people are worried about the defense and you kind of blew the lead. Dude, Cleveland's going to win a lot of games. I still think Cleveland's the best team in that division by far, especially with the injuries to
Steelers?
Baltimore. No, Cleveland. Cleveland.
Well, what about the Steelers? Their defense looked great.
Cleveland is the best team in that division. By far. Cleveland will win that division.
Okay,
absolutely.
But you said by far.
I do. I think it's by far.
Mm. I'm not going to go that far.
They are the best team.
They still have Baker Mayfield. You know, they haven't won in week one since 2004.
Really? Well, see, they'll
be classic
fine.
Browns.
And Baker wasn't bad. Baker was 21 of 28, 321.
Again, when you throw that turnover was inexcusable.
It was a killer.
And that's why they're not going to win a Super Bowl.
It was a killer.
If he can't cut that out, they are not going to win a Super Bowl.
That is, I'll give you that. They still win that division. Cleveland will win 12 to 13 games this year.
I think they'll probably win the division too, but I don't think they're by far better. I think that Baltimore will eventually get it together. And Pittsburgh looked legit. Pittsburgh's weird because they were so good last year. They were 11-0, and then they were terrible.
Yeah, and then the bottom
and
fell
Ben's
out.
Old, so I don't think a lot of people are expecting a lot from them. But, dude, that defense is filthy.
Yep. But their offense, they scored, 17 in the fourth quarter, right?
Buffalo's good. That's one of the better wins of the week, though, going into Buffalo and winning.
Well, it was the blocked punt for touchdown, right? That's what got them the lead.
That was a big one.
That was the big play.
But for all this talk of Pittsburgh, you know, they had 6 points through three quarters. So I'm not so – and Harris, he only had, 45 yards on 16 carries. He played every snap, which, by the way, is not – for a rookie especially, that can't happen.
2.8 yards per carry by Najee Harris.
I'm not convinced that their offense is good. I'm not convinced Roethlisberger is good. I'm not convinced that their rebuilt offensive line. And look, I know that was a big win, but some of that was special teams and little fourth quarter magic. You're not scoring 17 points over every fourth quarter.
And frankly, Buffalo looked kind of iffy in that game.
So I'm
not like for long term, but I feel like they kind of gifted them to the game to the Steelers.
I was soft on Pittsburgh coming into the season, and I know that's one win. I've been sold on not one bit on Pittsburgh because I knew their defense was going to be good. In this league, you have to be able to score points, and I'm not convinced that Pittsburgh can score enough to consistently beat the Clevelands or the Kansas Cities, the Tampa Bays.
Just, all right, let's talk about the young quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, it was a collective.
Next, here's Mike.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, wrapping up week one in the NFL. A couple of other thoughts. One, my Texans on top of the division, as predicted here.
Is it possible?
That was a lock.
Is it possible the Texans aren't as bad as we thought?
No. I don't know about that, but Jacksonville sucks, as yes. You know. And so
we know those were going to be the two worst teams. It was just a matter of who was more crappy, and it turns out in spades, it was Jacksonville.
Yeah, by a lot. And so Urban Meyer, you know, may not be money. I don't know. What do you think's going to happen there?
I have not bought the Urban Meyer thing since day one.
You think that with Trevor Lawrence, they can, I mean, maybe not this year, obviously, maybe like a Joe Burrow situation, but
it's possible.
They get it together.
I haven't bought Urban Meyer from the get-go, and I'm not particularly thrilled with the staff he brought in. I just have never thought that that's going to work, and it's week one, and you know, who knows? And it's not a very good roster, and so they could be terrible this year. Jimmy Johnson was terrible his first year in Dallas, and then got Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin, and all of a sudden stuff started to turn around. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not convinced of two things. One, I'm not convinced that Trevor Lawrence is the greatest prospect since John Elway. Just wasn't at Clemson. Not completely sold that he's this generational talent, and I have zero faith in Urban Meyer, and I think their roster is really bad. So that is something over the next couple seasons that I am going to watch with an intriguing eye to see if that thing, as the season goes on, gets pointed in the right direction. I'm not saying they have to be good or win games, but by middle of the year, you're hoping to see some improvement. And it like with Herbert and the Chargers, right? And I know those rosters are completely different. The Chargers had way more talent. They were losing games, but you're like, okay, I see something. Joe Burrow, right? Before he got hurt, they weren't winning games, but you're like, oh, I see something. I think by the time you get to the middle of the year, you need to see something from Trevor Lawrence and something from Jacksonville. Because right now I think it's a mess, and you just took an ass whooping by what we thought was going to be one of the two worst teams in the league.
Did he look better than Zach Wilson?
No, I actually thought Zach Wilson looked okay in the second half.
Mac Jones looked the best of the three.
Looked the best of the three, and I thought Zach Wilson in the second half looked much better than it did against the first, but, you know, it's nothing spectacular, far from it. You know, again, all this talk that, like, this is going to – people are – you know, is this the greatest quarterback class of all time? My God, why don't we let him play a couple games before you start throwing out stuff like that?
Justin Fields. Why not Justin Fields in Chicago? I mean, why wouldn't they put him in?
Well, they did put him in.
Well, I know, but Dalton Dalton got all the snaps. I mean, yeah. I think Fields had two plays or three plays, whatever.
Matt Nagy's an idiot.
I think there is a real idea amongst what Pace and Nagy. They got to find a way to win games, and otherwise they're both going to be fired. And if you truly feel that Fields isn't ready and there's going to be a lot of those rookie kind of growing pains and there's going to be ups and downs, you can't afford ups and downs if you're either one of those guys. Otherwise, you're going to get your ass fired. So maybe that's why you go with Andy Dalton. But I mean, shoot, Andy Dalton right now is going to get you fired anyway. So and to be fair, if you are convinced that he's going to be a little rocky, is it the Rams defense that you want to throw him to right away? That's pretty good defense.
No, but if you think he's better than Dalton, or is going to be better than Dalton.
Yes.
I mean, come on, Dalton, Jesus.
It's Andy Dalton.
Come on.
You got Cincinnati next week.
Just put him in.
Cleveland Lions. He'll be the starting quarterback by the time you get to the Raiders.
Yeah. Did you know, here's a fun fact on the young quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, that was his first regular season loss ever.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not.
He never lost in high school.
Never lost
in the playoffs. He lost in high school.
Yeah. This is a regular season loss.
Yeah.
Never lost in high school. Never lost in college. And lost his first game as a pro.
Huh.
In the regular season.
Well, I'll bet you Urban Meyer loses more games this year than.
Poor guy.
Like, think about it. Like, if they lose 15 games, which is a real possibility, how many years do you have to go back combined to find 15 losses with Urban Meyer? And Urban Meyer didn't handle losing very well, which is why, again, I'm interested in how this goes down, because everything we know about Urban Meyer is that dude is wired to not handle this well. And I'm not sold.
You would have to go back. Total losses, you said 15?
So there's 17 games. They're going to lose at least 14 this year, I believe. Possibly more if that's what we see. Their offensive line is god-awful, and Lawrence won't finish the season if they play like that, but we'll just give him 14 losses. We'll go 3-14.
Okay, you'd have to go back to his first year at Florida. Or, I'm sorry, his last year at Florida.
That was combined?
Losses, because he never lost more than two at Ohio State any season.
No.
So he lost 1-2, 2-1, 1-2, and then they went undefeated. So that's his Ohio State run.
So is that, what, 7 years?
That's 7 years,
seven
yeah.
7 years.
And we're at, I don't know. How many losses is that? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then we go to Florida, and his last year at Florida, he went 8-5.
All right. So you're combining a you're going to combine a decade of losses into one season.
Yes.
We'll see how we'll see how he handles this.
Did you see Mac Jones didn't want his first tutty ball?
No.
See that? They were handing him the ball.
I did not
from
see
his
that.
Tutty, and he slapped it away.
Why does he
like,
not?
I don't want that.
What?
I'm Mac Jones.
You know, something tells me afterwards, he was like, hey, go ahead. And someone grabbed it for him. He looked good, though. 29, 39, 281, one touch, no pick.
Yeah, dude, that guy can sling it.
I think Mac Jones is going to be fine.
And with that offensive coordinator and Belichick and everything, they're going to be great.
They're going to be good. Couldn't get by mighty Tua.
Big surprise for me.
By the way, got to make my other bold prediction.
Tua
is not the quarterback in Miami next year.
Oh, yeah. That's not a bold prediction.
Yeah.
Give me something bold over there, Cotton.
Really? The first round pick's gone after 2 years?
Yes. Okay. Happens all the time.
Not the guys that are necessarily winning.
Who's our backup? We just did this.
We just played the backup game. It is Jacoby
Brissett,
if I'm not mistaken.
One of the finer backups in the league.
Yes.
You could say.
Sean Watson will be in Miami next year.
Deshaun Watson might. Yeah, that sounds right. Deshaun Watson, Miami. Aaron Rodgers, Denver.
NFL got a lot more interesting.
What else?
Jordan Love, Green Bay.
And then who would Houston have? Tyrod?
You'd have Tyrod, or if they took two in a deal, or my guess is they're going to get 9 draft picks, and so their quarterback will be Sam Howell or Spencer Rattler or someone like that.
Jalen Hurts looked good. That surprised me.
I'll give you that. The biggest surprise for me was the Packers. The second surprise was...
My Eagles.
Was probably your Philadelphia Eagles. They
look great.
They didn't just look good. They look great. And I'm not saying Atlanta is anything special, but Atlanta was going to be decent. And Jalen Hurts was a buzzsaw. And not only that, but holding Atlanta to 6 points. And we kind of forget that as bad as Philly was last year, they were ravaged by injuries on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
And when healthy, that offense and defensive line are some of the best in football. So if they can keep that thing together, and both of their receivers that Philly has drafted the last couple of years look pretty good. We know they've got decent tight ends. All of a sudden, you know, maybe Philly was a bit of a sleeper. I have never been sold on Jalen Hurts. I don't think he throws the ball very well.
264, three tutties.
But he looked good slinging it around. So that's one. It's 1 week. I'm not going to overreact. It's Atlanta. But that was my second biggest surprise, was just how good Philadelphia looked and how good Jalen Hurts looked throwing the football.
Maybe they win the NFC East. It's not that great of a division.
It's not.
And Fitzpatrick's already hurt.
Fitzpatrick hurt, so you're on to the Heineke, man. I thought Washington was the best team in that division based on their defense, and I like their weapons, but you are going to the backup quarterback. The Giants suck. Their offensive line is one of the worst in football. Dane Jones can't stop turning it over. So maybe this is a division that Philadelphia can win if they can stay healthy, which is a big giant if, because it feels like every year Philadelphia gets decimated by injuries. They're like the 49ers, who, by the way, are already down two key components, a guy in the secondary and Mostert.
Yeah, Mostert's out for the year, they say.
Yeah.
All right, we're wrapping up with the Seahawks and Justin Herbert next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales, from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, two more things to wrap up our NFL discussion. Putting a bow on week one. Yes, it's Tuesday, but that's where we're at. We've had a lot to discuss. And we've yet to talk about the Seahawks, who looked great in dismantling the Colts.
The Colts did not look good at all, but you know, they've had a funky training camp, you know, from... you know, Wentz being hurt and, you know, is he going to play, and Quentin Nelson being out and trying to come back. That was a little chaotic, and Seattle looked good. And again, I said it all along, I don't know why when we talk about the best teams, especially in the NFC, seemingly no one mentions Seattle, even though they won the division and were 12-4 last year.
Yeah. I think that people kind of sleep on Seattle because, well, outside of Russell Wilson, there isn't a ton of star power there.
Well, I know, but Lockett and Metcalf are quietly.
You said it, quietly.
Quietly.
This is my point. Yeah. They've been good. They're always good. Mm-hmm. Pete Carroll's got a good program up there. It's just that they don't have a ton of star power outside of Russell Wilson. The division's loaded, and everybody's talking about everybody else in the division. And they kind of feel like, you know, they kind of, that's why I was surprised by this Colts game. They just always sort of toy with teams or not a toy, but get in these battles with teams they probably shouldn't be battling, you know, and make it look ugly. And it's like, well, but then they win.
And this time
they put them away.
Yeah.
And the Colts are supposed to have a pretty good defense. And this, this new Waldron guy, the OC, it looked really good. They were explosive. They were balanced. And a lot of people had question marks about that guy coming in.
Oh yeah. But you know, look, Seattle, for as good as their team is, it's kind of amazing because they have not been, they have missed on a lot of draft picks. They got a little bit of the New England thing where, you know, they were so good for so long in finding, you know, the Richard Shermans and the Cam Chancellors and the Russ Wilsons. They've missed on a lot of guys, especially on the defensive front. You know, Collier, who was their first round pick in, what, 2019, 2018, he was an inactive guy. You know, they have whiffed on a lot of guys, and yet the roster just always kind of gets held together.
They plug holes with dudes that are kind of – that's part of it, too. They just – they plug holes with guys that you don't expect as much as you get out of them.
Yes.
Which is why they're good coaches.
You know, you draft – think about some of the misses from Enfetti to Penny to Collier. I mean, these are all first-round guys, and it doesn't really, like, kill them. Or, you know, James Carpenter was another offensive lineman. I mean, you can go back, you know, 10 years to a lot of their old linemen that they've drafted that have not really worked out. Like, I'm trying to think, like Okung, maybe the last real, like, really good lineman that they've spent a high pick on that ended up working out. And yet, you know, here they are, and they're just plugging away. It's funny how a defense led by one of the best modern-day linebackers and an offense led by the most underrated quarterback of the last 20 years just kind of buoys everything up.
The other thing too is they've also flamed out in the playoffs here the last handful of years.
Yeah.
Whereas the Niners and the Rams have been in Super Bowls.
Yeah.
From the division.
That's true.
So I think a lot of people, you know, I mean, hell, they went to back-to-back Super Bowls, should have won two in a row, right?
Yes.
But yet it's a what have you done for me lately league, and I think a lot of people are looking at the Seahawks going, well, prove it.
Boy, how would we view them had that play on the goal line gone differently, right? If they go back to back, how different do we view,
I don't know,
the Seahawks?
I don't think we view them any differently, to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, we'd remember two Super Bowls, but I don't think a lot of people view the Seahawks differently because of that.
Because it was just one play. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they went to back to back. Everybody knows they probably should have won back to back Super Bowls.
And they did win one.
I think it's, and they won one, so that takes a lot of the pressure off. But I think that's what they've done in the last four or five seasons where they keep losing in their first game, right? Because they lost wild card. Yeah.
I also think it's sometimes an ugly product in the regular season.
Well, it can be an ugly product, but it's always a consistent product.
So they bow out, but they bow out early in the playoffs, is what I'm saying. The Super Bowl, that was however many years ago, five, 7 years ago.
It was a while.
People are looking at the last three or four years going, pretty easy out.
Yeah, I just think back, like, if you could change, you know, Collier being your first round pick, Rashard Penny, Malik McDowell, remember that whole thing with a defensive lineman out of Michigan State, and he got in like what, the ATV wreck, and it didn't work out, and Posick has been, you know, average at best, a guy out of LSU. They just have missed on a lot of those early guys, and they still find some gems, you know, and Metcalf was what, a third round pick. And Lockett, you know, they have hit. It's just they haven't been as successful in the draft. And I think it's kind of a testament to some of the, you know, to either the coaching staff or and the star power around them that they have transitioned from that defensive heavy team to this one, haven't had nearly the success in the draft, and yet they're always in the mix. They really haven't had that real, you know, the real kind of fall off.
Last four seasons in the playoffs, they're 1-3. And the one win was over the Eagles when what's-his-nuts was in there, that backup quarterback.
Yeah, when the...
That was the worst game ever.
Wentz ended up with a concussion or something.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Didn't he go down early with a concussion or a neck injury or something?
Yeah.
Well, and that's...
And that's it. So then they lost to the Cowboys. Nobody loses to the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
They lost that Cowboys game, and they lost to the Rams last year.
You're right. I mean, I guess,
and that's why
it's hard to get any credit when you're, you know, when you're bowing out.
And one final stat, we have the matchup of the offensive coordinator, offensive player of the year, rookie of the year, and defensive rookie of the year in week one. Did you know that?
I did not.
Because you had Justin Herbert against Chase Young.
Oh.
So that is the fourth time that the reigning offensive rookie of the year has played the reigning defensive rookie of the year in week one. Mm-hmm. And Herbert winning makes the offense 3-1.
Well, it is an offensive league. That, and you know what also helps to win that game? Drafting who at the time people were like, why aren't you drafting Penei Sewell? And they drafted Slater, the tackle out of, and some people thought he was a guard out of Northwestern. He was phenomenal against Chase Young in that football game. As a rookie coming in there against a true star, he whipped his ass. And that is impressive. And by the way, Penei Sewell up in Detroit has struggled a little bit. And this is another one of those where everyone was like, well, Sewell has to be the number one guy. And what are they thinking? The Chargers made the right pick. Because Slater right now, plug and play, it looks like he is all pro from day one. And not that Sewell can't be good, but it looks like he's got some growing to do. He's going to go through some growing pains.
All right, let's look at the 2021 Ig Nobel Prizes next in the club on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.